翻到希伯来书十一章，第四章。
Brothers and sisters, let's all together turn to Hebrews chapter 10.
希伯来书第十章三十五节到三十九节。
Hebrews chapter 10, verse 35 to 39.
翻到以后读给弟兄姊妹听。
After you found this place, I will read it to you.
所以你们不可丢弃勇敢的心，存这样的心，必得大赏赐。
Therefore, do not cast away your confidence, which has great reward.
你们必须忍耐，使你们行完了神的旨意，就可以得着所应许的。
For you have need of endurance, so that after you have done the will of God, you may receive the promise.
因为还有一点点时候，那要来的就来，并不迟延。
For yet a little while, and he who is coming will come and will not tarry.
只是义人必因信得生，他若退后，我心里就不喜欢他。
Now the just shall live by faith, but if anyone draws back, my soul has no pleasure in him.
我们却不是退后入沉沦那等人，乃是有信心以致灵魂得救的人。
But we are not of those who draw back to perdition, but of those who believe to the saving of the soul.
有信心以致应该是魂得救的人，不是灵魂，原文是只有魂。
But we are of those who believe to the saving of the soul, only soul, not the spirit and soul, as the Chinese Bible says.
十一章第一节、第二节。
Chapter 11, verses 1 and 2.
信就是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。古人在这信上得了美好的证据。
Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen.For by it the elders obtained a good testimony.
第六节。
Verse 6.
人非有信就不能得神的喜悦，因为到神面前来的必须信有神，且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。
But without faith, it's impossible to please him, for he who comes to God must believe that he is.And that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him.
我们中午在这里说，来到神面前必须信有神，应该是说来到神面前必须信神是。
The verse is just as the English translation, he who comes before God must believe that he is. Chinese Bible translates it as he who comes before God must believe that there is God.
我们不仅相信来到神面前，不仅相信有位真神，我们更应该相信神是是，他在他永远是没有改变的那一位。
So when we come before him, not only do we believe that there is God, but also we know we believe as he is, he's the true living God.
我们在读希伯来书十三章第二十二节。
Chapter 13, verse 22.
弟兄们，我烈烈写信给你们，望你们听我劝勉的话。
13:22 And I appeal for you, brethren, bear with the word of exhortation, for I have written to you in few words.
这是希伯来书作者写信给希伯来信徒的一个目的，乃是要劝勉他们。
So the purpose of Hebrews.is for the author is just to write the epistle to exhort them.
我们现在读到这里，请我们低头有点祷告。
This is our scripture reading. Please bow your head and have a word of prayer.
所以我们感谢你，靠着你恩典，我们能够一同在居在你跟前。
Lord, we thank you by your grace, we can be gathered before you.
当我们每次来到你面前的时候，我们真是相信我们的神就在我们当中。
Every time when we come before you, we believe that God is in our midst.
我们的神要再次借着你话来向我们施恩，向我们说话。
Our God, you will speak to us once again through your grace.
当我们听见你的话的时候，我们里面的人再次能够被你眺望起来。
So that as we hear your word, once again, our inner man will be quickened.
也让你的话能够生根在我们里面。
that your word would take root in us.
因为我们常常行走在你话语光中。
So that we can often walk in the light of your word.
我们感谢你，说不尽恩典，常借着聚会临到你的教会。
We just thank you for your grace, this indescribable grace, which has always often come to your church.
让我们一同在你恩典里面被你建造，被你成全。
That in your grace we will all together be perfected and be edified.
你在我们身上得到该有的荣耀。
May you receive the glory due to you in us.
我们一同仰望等候在你面前。
Together we hope unto you and wait for you.
我们现在祷告都靠主耶稣基督的名求。
We ask in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 让早晨耶和弟兄姊妹来看基督徒信心的生活。
This morning we will consider the Christian's life in faith.
我刚刚提到说。希伯来书的作者写信的目的呢，是要劝勉、鼓励这些希伯来信徒们。
I just mentioned that the author of Hebrews wrote this epistle in order to exhort and comfort all these.
那希伯来这个字，它意思就是说一个过河的人。
Hebrew means the one who crosses over the river.
那圣经里面让我们看见亚伯兰是第一个过河的人。
And in the Bible, we see that Abraham is the very first one who crossed the river.
神把他从加勒底的乌尔呼召出来，他经过伯拉大河这条河来到迦南地。
God called Abraham out of Ur of Chaldea and then crossed the Euphrates and then came to the land.
所以亚伯兰他是第一个希伯来人，以后他的子孙就被称为希伯来人。
Therefore, Abraham is the first Hebrew, and from then on, all his descendants are called the Hebrews.
而这一本书呢，是写给那些有犹太背景的基督徒们。
And this epistle is written to all those Christians with Jewish background.
或是说这些犹太基督徒。
Or we could call them Jewish Christians.
所以在这书信里面呢，提到很多律法里面的事情。
Therefore, in this epistle, so many places talk about the law.
为什么作者写信来劝勉他们呢？
Why the author wrote this epistle to exhort them?
因为当时这些希伯来信徒们，他们受到罗马政权的一个逼迫。
Because at the time, all the Hebrew faithful ones are being persecuted by the Roman Empire.
所以他们在信心的里面受到一些的搅扰，受到一些打击。
So their faith is greatly disturbed and set back.
所以他们在主的道路上似乎要退后了。
As though in the path of the Lord, they were about to draw back.
所以作者从第一章一直讲到第十章末了的时候。
Therefore, from chapter 1 all the way toward the end of chapter 10,
就鼓励他们说你们不可丢弃那勇敢的心。
The author encouraged them not to cast away their confidence.
要存这样心呢，必得大赏赐。
If they have this kind of heart, then there will be a great reward.
你们必须要忍耐，使你们行完神的旨意，就可以得着所应许的。
You have the need of endurance, and after you have done the will of God, you will receive the promise.
为什么他们需要忍耐，在那行完神的旨意？因为他底下告诉我们说，因为那要来的，再有一点的时候，那要来就要来的。
And why is it that they have to endure and do the will of God? Because the verse that comes next says that yet a little while he who is coming will come will not tarry.
只是一人必因信得生，他若退后，就心里不喜欢他。
Now the just shall live by faith, and if anyone shrinks back, my soul has no pleasure in him.
只是一人必要因信得生。
The just shall live by faith.
我们知道这句话呢是。引用哈巴谷书的话。
We know this book originates from the book of Habakkuk.
先知哈巴谷同样在他那个时代的时候，他也是面临到一个信心的一个挑战。
And Habakkuk, the prophet at his time also was challenged, in his days, in his faith.
因为他对许多事情有许多，对神有产生一些困惑。
Because regarding so many things, he was so puzzled.
好像他看见神许多百姓的一个光景，神也不出来做事情，神也不出来行审判。
And he saw so many conditions of God's people, but God did not come out to judge and to do anything about them.
这一句话呢，新约引用了三次。
And in the New Testament, the statement was used three times.
而这一句话也可以说是希伯来书的一个关键的一个一句话，一个要字。
And we could also say this statement is a key phrase in the Hebrews.
希伯来圣经头一次在新约圣经头一次在罗马书第一章，保罗说：“因信得胜，义人必因信得胜。”
The first time being used in New Testament is in Romans chapter 1 that Paul says, "The just shall live by faith."
新约三次引用这句话，它三次的重点都不太一样。
Although the New Testament has used this statement three times, but each time the focus is a little bit different.
保罗引用这句话在罗马书第一章。义人必因信得生是重在这个得生这个字上，然后说这个生的意思就是得生命。
And when Paul used this phrase, the emphasis is to receive the life, so you can live as the righteous.
因为罗马书从第一章一直到第四章一直在讲到一个罪人因着相信，因着因信被神称义而得到这个生命。
Because in the beginning of the Romans, Paul keeps saying that a sinner, because of this faith in God, has now received this life.
所以保罗在那一开头就说，义人必因相信就得到这个生命。
Therefore, Paul says in the very beginning, the just shall live by faith, believe and receive the life.
而第二次是在加拉太书第三章。
And the second place is in Galatians chapter 3.
那里义人必因信得生是重在那个。那个生的意思是指了一个活着的意思。
And there, the just shall live by faith is used again, and that live emphasizes on living.
因为在加拉太书也一直在使徒保罗也一直在强调，一个人因信，那是因着相信被神称义，不是因着靠行律法被称义。
Because Paul in Galatians keeps emphasizing that a person is justified before God.By faith, not by practicing all the law.
而在旧约，只是说行这些律法，行这些事就必活着。
Because in Old Testament, it says that he who practices the law shall live by it.
所以在旧约，百姓他们行耶和华所吩咐的话，他们不过是活着而已。
So in Old Testament, although all the people are obeying God's law, they simply live by it.
每一个人能够得到这个生命，都是借主耶稣基督，都是借相信他所成就的救赎工作。
But today, everyone who is able to receive this life is because he believes in the accomplished work of the Lord.
所以义人因信得生是一个信心的原则，不是根据律法的原则。
So the just shall live by faith is based upon the principle of faith, not by the principle of the law.
而第三处就是希伯来书这里有引用的，义人必因信得生。
The third time it's used is right here, Hebrews chapter 10, the just shall live by faith.
这个生呢是说到生活。
Again, this live means your life.
一个义人必要因着相信而得以生活。
A just shall live because he has first believed.
一个义人怎么样生活？那是凭着信心，是靠着信心。
And how can a just person live? It is by faith.
因为这些希伯来信徒，他们已经是一个义人，被神所称义的人。
Hebrews, the faithful ones are already justified by God.
而他们当时面临到一个非常艰难的一个环境。
But now they're facing a very difficult situation.
而在这样艰难的环境里面，他们怎能够一直能够生活着呢？
And then in such a difficult environment, how can they continue to live?
他们怎样在这个不容易环境里面，他们能够经过呢？
How can they actually make it through in this difficult situation?
他们在属灵道路上不至于退后，能够继续往前呢？乃是因着这个信心。
The reason that their spiritual conditions do not fall back is simply because they continue to trust in this faith.
所以作者就写信来告诉他们，怎样的信心叫他们能够在这一条艰难的道路上，然后继续往前走。
So now the Hebrews author is writing this letter to exhort them regarding how they can continue to move on in this.
怎样信心叫他们不会丢弃那勇敢的心，能够存着一个忍耐的心，能够继续往前走呢？
What kind of faith they should have so that they would not cast away their confidence and they would endure and continue on?
乃是要让他们认识他们所相信的这位主，他到底是谁。
He wants them to know who this Lord is. That they believe.
所以我们看见希伯来书一开头说没有告诉我们作者是谁。
So here we know that Hebrews has not informed us that who the author is.
收信的是谁
？Nor the recipient.
不像其他书信一开头就告诉我们说，作者是使徒保罗，或者是使徒彼得，然后说约翰。
It's not like the other epistles. At the very beginning, they would identify the author either as Paul or Peter or John.
或说写信给以弗所教会，写信给加太的教会。
Or this epistle is written to the church at Ephesus or at Galatia.
希伯来书一开头都没有告诉我们这些。
Here we do not see any of the identification here.
这是希伯来书的一个特点。
And this is actually one of the characteristics.
因为写信的对象，我们虽然我们知道是旧的希伯来这些犹太的基督徒们。
Although we do know that this letter is addressed to all those Jewish Christians.
而他们现在最重要是什么呢
？What is the most important thing for them at this time?
那是要让他们看见他们所相信的到底是谁。
They need to know whom this one is, whom they have believed.
所以既然是作者要告诉他们所相信的那位是谁的话，那作者跟收信的人就不是那么重要了。
Since the focus is on the very one that they have believed, so either the author or the recipients are not that important.
乃是让他们看，一开始就告诉他们所相信的这位乃是神的儿子主耶稣基督。
The epistle says that the one they have believed is the Son of God, Jesus Christ.
因为当时他们受到那个艰难环境试炼的时候，他们对他们所信的，好像里面有一些的困惑。
Because in their hardship, in their trials, they seem to have this bewilderment about whom.
对律法里面所讲的这些的这些礼仪、这些献祭的事情，他们有一些的疑问。
They also have questions about all the Judaic rituals and also the law, the offering.
他们在属灵道路上，好像他们要退哦，他们要回到犹太教里面。
It seems that in their spiritual path, they are about to backslide into Judaism.
因为当时犹太教是受罗马政府的保护。
Because in those days, Judaism was protected by the Roman Empire.
而这些基督徒呢，因着不再相信犹太教，所以他们就落到许多环境的一个逼迫。
Now, because these Christians no longer believe in Judaism, so they have been cast into all kinds of persecution.
因着这样的情形，作者就要告诉他们所信的这位基督，这位神儿子，到底他是谁呢
？And because of all this, that also wants them to know who this Son of God they have believed is.
所以书信开头就要让他们注意到这位基督。
So at the very beginning of the epistle, he directs their focus on the Christ.
这位他们所相信的基督，他有什么本性？他所做的是什么工作呢
？The Christ they have believed. What is his nature? What work he has done?
所以希伯来书它主题也就是被称为一个超越的基督。
So the very theme of Hebrews is the superior Christ.
这位超越基督头一个，他告诉我们，他是比天使更尊贵。
Now, regarding his superior Christ, the very first thing the author tells us that he is more excellent, better than angels.
因为天使不过是一个服役的灵。
Because angels are simply ministers.
而这位基督他是神的儿子。
But Christ being the Son of God.
他是神荣耀光所神荣耀所发的光辉。
Being the very brightness of the glory of God and the express image of His
person, 本体的真相。
He is the express image of.
是那位承受万有的。
He's the heir of all things.
他也比摩西更尊荣。
And also, this Christ has more honor than Moses.
我们知道摩西也是以犹太人所尊重的一位列祖。
We know Moses is one of the fathers that Jews highly respect.
但是在书信里面告诉他们说，摩西不过是一个仆人。
But here in this epistle, it tells us that Moses is just a servant.
他在神的家全然尽忠。
Although he was faithful in all of God's house.
但是基督他是神儿子，他治理全家。
But Christ, being the Son of God, is over the house of God.
所以他比摩西更尊荣，更尊贵。
Christ is more honorable than Moses.
他比耶稣亚更美。
And also, the Christ is more excellent, better than Joshua.
虽然耶稣亚把以色列百姓带到迦南地区。
Although Joshua did lead all the Israelites into the land of Canaan.
但是耶稣亚却没有叫他们得到安息。
But Joshua wasn't able to give them the rest.
而基督他才是一个真正的安息。
But the Christ is the real rest.
他把我们带到他安息的里面。
He has led us into his rest.
他也比耶稣亚，比那个亚伦更美。
He's also more excellent, better than Aaron.
因为亚伦祭司的职务是一个暂时的。
Because Aaron's priesthood is temporary.
因为他有死阻隔。
Because death has prevented the ministry to continue.
而基督他是按着麦基洗德等次，他成为那永远的祭司。
However, Christ.Is the priest forever according to the order of Melchizedek?
他是长远活着。
He lives forever.
因着他是那位更美的祭，比亚伦更，祭司更美。
Therefore, he is a better, more excellent than Aaron.
所以他成为了更美的，新约的中保。
He also has become the better mediator of the New Testament.
神借着他。和人立了一个新约。
Through the Christ that God has made a new covenant.
这个约是一个生命的约。
And this covenant is one with God.
这个约是把一个新的灵、新的生命赐给人。
This covenant will give us this new life and new spirit.
因着他所献的祭是个更美的祭。
And also the Christ has offered a better sacrifice.
他血才能够除尽人的罪。
So his blood can.Take away man's sin.
他所献上的祭是成就到永远。
And the sacrifice that the Christ has offered endures forever.
他一次献上就成全了成就那救赎的工作。
He offered himself once for all and accomplished the redemption.
所以作者在书信里面一再提到基督比这个更美，比那个更美。
Therefore, in the epistle, the author continues to mention the Christ is superior to, more excellent than this and that.
他超越律法里面所有人事物。
He has surpassed all the men, all the matters and things in the law.
因为律法不过是一个影儿，不过是一个象征。
Because the law is simply a shadow.
他才是本物的真相。
A symbol, but the Christ is the very image of the.
所以作者在那一再来把基督他的特性把它说明出来。
So this author continues to spell out the very characteristics of the.
对他们叫他们对他们所信的基督有一个更清楚的一个认识。
So that they would have a better, clear understanding of the Christ.
当他们对基督有更多认识的时候，自然而然他们信心就得以有更坚定的一个把握。
Because when they have more understanding of the Christ, they have believed, then they will have better assurance of their.
因着他们对基督有更多认识，他们信心就得以更牢靠。
So that their faith will be more steadfast.
自然而然，他们有这样信心的时候，他们在那就能忍耐、忍受这些的逼迫。
And if they have this kind of faith, then they're readily they will be able to endure all the persecution.
他们有这样信心的时候，他们自然能够继续走在主的道路上。
And also because of the faith that they now have, they're able to walk in the path of the Lord.
所以，我们看见一个人的信心，乃是建立他在他所信的对象。
Therefore, we know a person's faith is established upon the very object of his faith.
我说对他所信的有一个更清楚的一个认识。
And this faith is enabled to make him understand better of the one he believes.
所以当他们对这所信的基督，他们有更清楚的认识的时候
，When they have a better understanding of the Christ they have believed,
他们面对许多艰难环境的时候，他们就能够胜过。
they're be able to overcome all the circumstances, hardships they're facing.
所以我们看见一个信心的价值是什么呢?
So here we see, what is the value of faith?
或是说信心的价值不在乎信心的本身。
Or we could say it this way, the value of faith is not of the faith itself.
或是说信心若是若信心有真正的价值，乃是根据他所信的是对象是什么。
So for the faith to have true value, it is based upon the object of his faith.
信心之所以有价值是宝贵呢，是因为根据他所相信的对象、所相信的事物是什么。
Now the reason that your faith is valuable is has meaning to it is simply because the very object of your faith.
一个人信心的对象，或是说相信他相信错误的一个对象。
If the object of your faith is the wrong object,
或者说他所相信的一些事物是一个虚假、不真实的事情。
Or to say that this person believes something that's a fake, that's unreal.
即使他是真心诚意在那相信。
Even though he believes that with all his heart.Truthfully,
他越真诚这么相信，
因为
他所相信是错误的对象。
But because the object of his faith is wrong,
因为他所相信的事物是一个虚假不存在的东西。
Or the thing that he believes in is not real, it simply does not exist.
他越相信所带来的灾祸更大。
So the more he believes in that thing or that person, the more devastating the harm.
有时候我们在报纸上看到一些的报道。
Sometimes we read a report in the news in the newspaper.
一个人生了病，或是得了一个癌症。
Like a person sick and has a cancer.
有人介绍他说有一个人他有很好的处方可以叫你的病得医治。
And somebody probably made a suggestion to this person that, oh, I know someone who has a really good prescription.
他的药非常有效。
His medicine is really effective.
所以他就去找那个人，相信他有这样医治医病的能力。
So this sick person will go to that person, hoping, believing that this person has the power to heal.
而那个所谓医生就开了很多处方、很多药给他去吃。
So the so-called doctor would write out a lot of prescriptions and many medications to put him on.
结果越吃不仅并没有得医治，结果伤也伤害掉，肝肾脏也都坏掉了。
But as the days go by, not only was he not healed, but also his kidney, liver were all damaged.
后来才发现这个人根本不是什么医生，他是个秘医，他是个蒙古大夫。
And then he realized that this person was not a doctor at all. He was a charlatan, a quack.
但是他因着相信他吃了他很多的药，结果不仅并没有得医治，把他的其他器官都伤害掉了。
But because he so believed in this doctor, so he took in so much medication and then so damaged his other organs.
所以我们看见他的信心反而害了他。
So we see in this case, his faith actually did him harm.
甚至有的人生命就没有了。
And to the point, some people might lose their lives.
但是若是一个人他所相信的对象是对的，他所相信的是不是个真实的？
But if the object of a person's faith is right, is true.
他越真诚的相信，他越信得更真、更诚信的话。所带给他的祝福是更大的。
The more sincerely he believes, the greater blessing this faith will bring him.
所以我们看见今天地上许多人，他们就好像非常有信心。
So today on earth that we do see a lot of people with great faith.
他们也真真诚相信他们所谓的神明。
And so wholeheartedly they believed the so-called spirit.
但是因为他们所相信的对象是相信错了。
But because the object of their faith is wrong.
他们所相信的事物是一个虚假的东西，虚假的宗教。
Because they believe in fake, not real things.
但是他们是越信越诚信。
Even though they believe more and more sincerely.
结果就落在那个虚妄里面。
In the end, they fall into this falsehood.
带给他们许多灾祸无法自拔。
And this faith actually has brought a lot of disasters.
所以不在信心本身是怎么样的，是你所相信的对象到底是什么。
So the value of your faith is really depends on the object of your faith.
若是一个人他所相信的对象是真实的。
If a person's the object of a person's faith is real.
他越相信越真诚这么信靠的话，所带给他的祝福是更大的。
So the more sincere and he believes in this object of his true faith, then the more blessings he will experience.
这个就是为什么作者一开口啊，让他们知道他们所信的对象是那么真实的。
And that is why the author at the very beginning of the epistle wants them to know that the object of their faith is true.
让他们看见这位超越基督。
He wants them to see the superior Christ.
当他们处在这样环境当中，更需要知道他们所信的是谁。
Because in their conditions, that the author feels that they really need to know more of this.
他们越相信认识他，越相信他。
So the more they know the Christ, the more they
更多的仰望他们所信的这位基督。
The more they look onto the Christ they have believed.
仰望这位信心创始成终耶稣。
Look onto the onto Jesus the.Author and finisher of their faith.
自然而然，他们面对当时那不容易的环境。
So even facing those difficult situations,
他们信心在那里就得以仍然坚固。
Very readily, their faith can still be steady.
他们不仅不会退后。
Not only would they not backslide.
他们相信他们所信靠的这位真实的神。
And because they believe that the one they have believed is the true living God.
必要带领他们经过那样艰难的环境。
And he will lead them to go through all the difficult adversity.
所以弟兄姊妹，就是我们今天来说也是一样。
So brothers and sisters, it's the same way with us all today.
我们需要这样的信心。
We need faith like this.
这样信心乃是根据我们对主的认识有多少。
And this faith is based upon our understanding of our Lord.
虽然我们所处环境不一定和他们当时一样。
Even though our situation might be different from the Hebrews.
我们不一定外面许多逼迫。
We may not necessarily face all the persecution.
但是我们知道我们今天所处的环境是一个动荡不安的一个世界。
But still we know today our environment is so turbulent and also unnerving.
人里面没有安全感。
Because within us, men,
人对前途没有信心。
Have no faith in their future.
我们看见世界上各个地方都是在一个不平安、不平静的一个环境的里面。
So we see all any place in the whole world is in that kind of state of no peace.
我们看中东天天的那些冲突。
Think of the daily conflict in Middle East.
今天看见欧洲那些债务的问题。
And also we see all the debt crisis in Europe.
非洲那些政局不稳定的一个环境。
And also this politically unstable environment in Africa.
东南亚也是一样。
And the same thing with the Southeast Asia.
虽然我们处在这个美国好像没有这些战争动乱的事情发生。
Even though we live in the States and we do not face all these wars,And also these commotions.
但是我们今天面对许多经济的不稳定，前途工作的不稳定。
But today we face the economy that's unstable, and also we face the scarcity of jobs.
人没有安全感。
So people do not have this sense of security.
特别到我们像我这样的年龄，到这个年龄，许多人都在想到退休问题。
Especially those who are in my age, they will be thinking about this issue of retirement.
慢慢年纪大，身体健康问题。
And also, as you age more, then you think about the issues of your health.
然后又谁照顾的问题。
And who will take care of you in your old age?
同样，我们基督徒面临着许多问题。
So likewise, we Christians also face a variety.
我们和世人一样，都受这个世界环境许多事物的一个影响。
And we are likewise being impacted by so many things around us.
因此，我们信心在那里受了搅扰，受了挑战。
To the point that our faith is challenged.
我们对我们所信的里面产生了许多困惑。
Then we have all the confusion about the very one whom we have believed.
所以许多人在那里用自己的方法来解决自己的难处，解决自己肉身上许多事情。
So many people are trying to solve all the problems in their flesh by their own ways.
所以许多基督徒也是慢慢就在这样光景里面慢慢就退后了。
So gradually many Christians backslide in this kind of way.
甚至回到世界里面。
Even back into the world.
面对肉身上许多问题都用自己的办法在那解决。
They're trying to solve all the physical problems they face by their own ways.
对将来前途问题用自己的办法在那边解决。
They're trying to solve all the future problems with their own thinking.
觉得我们的信仰对我们来说好像没有多大用处。
As though our faith does not do much good to us.
为了让我们里面有更安全感，人在那做用自己的办法抓看得见的那些事物。
In order to have this sense of security, they're trying to grab hold of the thing, the visible thing.
觉得这些才能保护我，这些才能让我心里有安全感，能够心里能够平静下来。
Because they feel these visible things will give me the sense of security, will calm my heart, and will protect me.
所以我们看见今天许多神儿女就落在这样光景底下。
And this is the exact condition. So many Christians have fallen.
所以变成在我们落在这样环境的影响底下的时候，我们需要是什么？
So what is that we need under the influence of all this environment?
当时希伯来信徒他们所需要是什么？
What is that all those Hebrew faithful that they need?
对，不错，他们所需要是一个信心。
Indeed, they do need this faith.
但他们的信心怎么能够来呢？
But where does this faith come from?
他们必须对他们所相信的主有更清楚的认识。
They must have clearer understanding of the Lord whom they have believed.
他们之所以在那里有点退后的一个情形出现。
The reason that it seems that they are in the condition to draw back.
就是因为他们对他们所信的在律法里面所表明那些他们不够清楚，不够明白。
And because they do not, they're not clear on the Lord that he has believed, and they're not clear on all the things that the law is trying to present to them.
所以希伯来书的作者必须从律法里面让他们看见，律法里面所表明这一切都是指着基督来说的。
Therefore, Hebrews author has to show them whatever is being seen in the law.Typifies the Christ.
你们不要为了安全的缘故，为了能够得到保护，你们就回到犹太教里面。
Don't go back to Judaism simply because you want to be protected. You want to have the security.
他们必须对基督有重新的一个认识。
They have to have a renewed understanding of the Christ.
他们必须要知道他们所信的是谁。
They have to know who he is.That they have believed.
用什么？今天我们也是一样。
So brothers and sisters, by the same token,
我们必须对基督有更深、更清楚、更新的一种认识。
We also have this clear, more renewed understanding of our Lord.
才能够面对今天所处这样环境。
In order for us to be able to face all the situations.
若是我们对基督有更清楚、更进步的认识的话
，If we are if we have this clear understanding and take one step further to know Him,
我们在这个不安定的一个环境动荡的世界里面，我们仍然就可以站立得住。
Even in this secure, turbulent environment, we can still stand tall.
我们能够在这个信心的道路上，能够一直往前去。
And in this path of faith, we can continue to move on.
因为义人必要因着信心得以生活。
Because the just shall live by faith.
我们知道当保罗写信给提摩太的时候
We know when Paul wrote Timothy the epistle
他是在监狱里面
He wrote it in the prison
他快要殉道了
He was about to be martyred
而当时提摩太所处的环境也是一个非常不容易的环境
And at that time the environment that Timothy was facing was quite difficult
他信心在那也是受了挑战
Therefore Timothy's faith was challenged
所以保罗写信勉励他说
Therefore, Paul wrote this epistle,
他说神所赐给我们是一个不是一个胆怯心是一个刚强仁爱心
Paul wrote that God has not given us the spirit of fear but the spirit of power and love and discipline
是一个谨守的心
It's the spirit of sound doctrine
你不要以 为主做见证为羞耻。
Do not be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord.
也不要以我这个被为主被囚的羞为耻。
Nor be ashamed of me, the prisoner of the Lord.
因为在那里，提摩太受到环境上非常大的一个压力。
Because at that time, Timothy was facing such great pressure, in.
因为带领他的这位长者保罗下来监狱。
Because he saw the elder Paul was prisoned.
在那里，许多人为了传福音下来监狱。
And so many people, for the sake of preaching the gospel, have been thrown into the prison.
保罗命令他说：“不要以我这个为主被囚为耻。”
Therefore, Paul admonished Timothy that do not be ashamed of me, the prisoner.
他保罗告诉我们说，他当他落在监狱里面的时候，亚细亚人都离弃了他。
And also Paul said, when I am in prison, that all the people in Asia have forsook.
许多人在那里说和保罗切开。
So many people try to sever any relationship with Paul.
没有人来帮助他。
Nobody came to Paul's aid.
这样让提摩太在那里觉得很孤单。
Of course, Timothy would feel very lonely at this time.
但是保罗告诉他说，不要以福为主做见证，以福音为耻。
But Paul told Timothy that, do not be ashamed of the testimony of the Lord nor of the gospel.
他说，我因着为福音受苦。
And Paul said that I'm suffering for this gospel.
但是他知道，他说，我知道我所信的是谁。
But Paul said that I know whom I have believed.
也深信他能够保守他所交付我的。
And I'm persuaded he's able to keep that I have committed to him.
保罗落在极其艰难的环境当中，他知道他所信的是谁。
Even in such extremely difficult situation, Paul knew whom he had believed.
因此他知道他所信的是谁，所以他能够刚强地站立得住。
And because he knew whom he had believed, he was able to stand fast.
所以他也鼓励提摩太说：“你要知道你所信的是谁。”
So likewise, he also exhorted Timothy, know whom you have believed.
当一个人知道他所信的是谁，
because when a person knows whom he has believed,
这个信心就叫他可以知道如何生活在地上。
This faith enables him, to know how to conduct himself on earth.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们不仅因信得到这个。称义的地位。
So brothers and sisters, not only have we received this position being justified by faith.
同样，我们今天也是因着这个信心来过生活。
Likewise, we have to live according to this faith.
所以基督徒的生活是一个信心的生活。
So we know Christians' life is simply a life of faith.
特别在这种不容易的环境的里面。
Especially in challenging, difficult.
因为保罗在提摩太后书第三章告诉我们，在末世那是一个危险的日子，那是一个艰难的一个日子。
Because in the last days these are perilous days.
因为许多人不爱主，爱世界去了。
So many people do not love the Lord, instead they love the world.
许多人怎么样爱厌乐，不爱神。
So many people just love pleasure, but they do not love God.
有个金钱外貌，却没有金钱的实际。
They have the form of godliness without power.
这是今天教会的一个光景。
And this is today's church's condition.
许多神儿女处在光这个光景的里面，信心也是受了非常大的一个冲动冲击。
And also, God's children in such an environment, their faith is.Taken such a big hit.
到底信主信仰对我来说有什么意义呢？
So they would ask, what does it mean to me believing the Lord?
这些能够带给我什么福气呢？
Any blessing this believing the Lord can bring?
许多人好像没有信主，他也是过得非常好。
So many other people who do not believe in the Lord, they have a pretty good life also.
这些环境，这些事物就搅扰到我们的心思。
So all these things, all these situations simply disturb our mind and thought.
正如当时希伯来信徒们一样。
It's very much like the Hebrew faithful ones.
作者告诉他们说，他若退后，我心里就不喜欢，主就不喜欢。
Says that if they shrink back, the Lord has no pleasure in them.
他们必须要对主要有一个新的一个认识。
So they have to have a new understanding of their Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，今天我们对主也需要一个更深的认识。
So brothers and sisters, likewise, today we have to have this new understanding.
不然在这个环境里面，我们会随流而去。
Otherwise, in this environment, we would very easily drift along.
特别在这个时代，我们要服侍跟随主是很不容易的。
Especially in today's age, to follow the Lord, to serve Him is very.
我们常觉得非常孤单，是不是
？Often we feel lonely, don't we?
神的儿女一般落在荒凉的光景的底下。
Most of the God's children fall into this desolate condition.
好像你要找到少数一些人或同心合一在追求主，好像还不容易。
As though it's so hard to find just few of God's people, serving the Lord with a pure heart.
这些都是一再对我们很大的一个冲击。
So all these are great, attacks pounding toward Christians.
一位年长的弟兄。
There is one elder brother.
在一些地方。服侍的一些弟兄们 有时候在一些聚会里面就常跟他讲说我们在各个地方都非常孤单
and some brothers from other assemblies would tell him that no matter where we might be serving we often we feel very lonely
他盼望这个年长弟兄说是不是有机会我们能够常常在一起有交通彼此有鼓励有劝勉
so they hope that is it possible that we could come together, that we could fellowship, we could encourage, we could admonish one another.
的确，很多神的儿女处在不同的地方，的确常常有这样一个感觉在。
So indeed, God's children in different places, many of them do have this kind of sentiment.
所以这个年长的弟兄就盼望在各地的这些服侍主的弟兄有机会能够聚在一起，大家能够有点交通，有点的鼓励，彼此有点鼓励。
So the elder brother hopes that brothers and sisters in different assemblies could come together to have encouragement and fellowship with.
大家能够在主的道路上能够不灰心不丧胆，能够一直往前去。
So that we will not be despaired, do not lose heart.
在各个地方能够为主站立得住。
In every place, we will be able to stand for the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，在这个环境、这个时代里面，我们需要有这样的信心。
Brothers and sisters, in this age, in this environment, we need to have faith like this.
只有这样的信心，叫我们知道如何在地上过生活。
And only faith like this enables us to know how to conduct our lives in this world.
使徒约翰，使徒彼得在他书信也告诉我们。
And also Apostle Peter says.
他写信给为什么他写彼得前后书？
And why did Peter wrote 1st and 2nd Peter?
他是写给那些散居在各地的那些圣徒们。
He wrote the epistles to all the saints scattered pilgrims all around.
他们是落在那个受苦患难的当中。
Because they were also in suffering and being persecuted.
彼得告诉他们说
So Peter told
them, 他说在百般的试炼当中暂时忧愁。
Although you have been grieved in various trials,
要叫你们信心经过试验以后，就比那被火焚坏的金子更显为宝贵。
So that the genuineness of your faith, being more precious than gold that perishes, even though it is tested by fire,
并且在耶稣基督显现的时候，可以得到称赞、尊贵、荣耀。
So that your faith will be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以，我们看见这个信心经过环境的试炼以后，就显出那个价值，显出那个宝贵来。
So we know that this faith being trialed in your environment, in your circumstances, will reveal as preciousness and value.
不仅在那不同的环境当中能够站立得住。
Not only would you be able to stand tall in that difficult situation,
并且当主再来的时候呢，还要得到他的称赞，得到他的荣耀。
Again, you will receive praise, honor, glory from.
所以弟兄姊妹，这就是信心的价值。
So brothers and sisters, this is the value of faith.
这个信心，彼得告诉我们说，这是一个焚得救的一个果效。
And also Peter tells us that this faith, the end of your faith, is the salvation of your soul.
因为当一个人落在试炼当中不容易的环境当中的时候
，When a man is in a difficult, trying environment,
他不敢靠自己来解决这些环境的难处。
He would not dare to trust in himself to solve all the problems.
他乃是信靠他所相信的主。
Instead, he trusts in the Lord whom he has believed.
所以当他在那依靠主的时候，他魂天然生命他在那就不得拯救。
So as he is trusting in his Lord, his natural life, the soul will be saved.
所以使徒希伯来书作者在这里是说，这个信心是叫我们魂得救。
Even the author of the Hebrews also says that we believe, so that our soul would be saved.
因为在那环境里面，我们天然生命能力在那就被放下了。
Because in this difficult situation.Your natural life, your natural ability has to be let go.
保罗他也讲到他在亚细亚的经历。
And even Paul talked about his experience in Asia.
他说我们在亚细亚的时候呢，被压太重，力不能胜。
When we were in Asia, we were so burdened beyond a measure and above strength.
连活命的指望都没有，都绝了。
Even ourselves despaired of life.
自己心也断定必死。
And we also have this sentence in our life of death.
但是在这样环境里面，他说叫我们不靠自己，只靠那叫死人从死叫死人从死里复活的神。
But Paul said that in this kind of circumstance, they do not trust in themselves, only trust in God who raises the dead.
他曾经救我们脱离。将来极大的死亡。
He saved us from such great a death.
现在仍然要救我。
Now he saves us.
并且我们也指望他将来还要救我们。
And also we have set our hope on him that he will still deliver us.
保罗刚才讲到救恩的三层。
Here Paul is actually talking about three parts.
他曾经救了我们。
He once saved us.
脱离将来极大审判的死亡。
To be delivered from such a great judgment of death.
现在他还救我们。
Now he is saving us.
他现在怎么救我们呢？
How is he delivering us now?
就是当我们落在许多环境试炼的当中的时候。
That is amid all the trials and temptations of the circumstances.
我们不敢靠自己天然聪明能力才能解决我们的问题。
We would never dare to solve all our problems by.Our own ability, our own wisdom.
我们凭信心来依靠他，相信他。
Instead, by faith, we simply lean on him, trusting him.
这就是为什么今天神把摆在各样环境里面，要来试炼我们。
And this is the reason that God today has placed us in various circumstances.
因为他借着许多事物发生，要来拯救我们。
Because through all these circumstances, he wants to deliver us all from.
叫我们脱离自己天然的聪明。
From Our natural man's wisdom.
当我们在那依靠主的时候，我们魂就得了拯救。
As we are trusting in the Lord, our soul is being saved.
今天为什么魂不容易得到拯救？
Now today, why is it difficult for us for soul to be saved?
因为好像我们还不像保罗被带到那种绝境的光景的里面。
Because it seems that we have not been brought to the dead end.
我们觉得还可以靠自己来解决我们身上许多的问题。
Because today we're trying to solve all the problems in our physical life by our own ability.
但是一个人若是被神带到一个地步。
But if a person is being brought by God to such a place,
他实在不能再靠自己。
That he can trust in himself no longer.
他只能单单依靠主。
He can only trust in the Lord.
这个时候他就要拯救我们。
Then God will deliver.
在这个时候，信心的果效就显在我们身上。
And then the fruit, the end of our faith will be saved.
我们魂天然生命就蒙到拯救。
And our natural life will be saved.
我们只能依靠那叫死人复活的神。
Because we can only depend on God who raised the dead.
当人在依靠他的时候，自然而然他就会有开一条出路。
And also in the process of depending on him, God will make a way of escape for us.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个信心是我们今天所需要的。
So brothers and sisters, this faith is what we need today.
所以我们看见这个信心的宝贵价值就在这里。
And we see also the value, the preciousness of faith.
那这样的信心是怎样而来的？怎样产生呢？
Now, where does this faith come from? How is it produced?
罗马书第十章十七节那里告诉我们。
Romans 10:17 says.
他说信道是从听道而来的。
Faith comes by hearing.
我想这个信道应该是说信心是从听道而来的。
It says your faith comes from hearing the word.
听道是从基督的话而来的。
And hearing comes from the word of Christ.
所以这里很清楚，让我们看见，原来信心是根据神的话。
So, very simply, we know that faith is based on God's word.
我们都盼望我们有信心。
We all hope that we have faith.
我们常常觉得说，我们信心软弱，我们没有什么信心。
We often feel, oh, our faith is so weak, we don't have much faith.
就是因为我们缺少神的话。
And this is all because we lack God's word.
我们不去好好读神的话。
We do not study God's word.
所以你会看见那些比较有信心的神的儿女们。
So if you consider all those children of God who have much faith in God,
不是他们有特别比别人强的地方。
It's not because they there's something spectacular that.
那是因为他们喜欢读神的话。
It's simply because they love to study God's word.
他们花时间在默想神的话。
They spend time on meditating on God's word.
自然而然，因着神的话，他们里面就有了信心。
So very regularly that because of God's word they would have this faith within.
而常常说我信心软弱的人，你去看这些人几乎很少去读神的话。
And then consider all those who often say that I do not have much faith, and most of them they do not study God's word.
自然而然信心就没办法在他身上发生果效。
Of course, the faith will not produce any fruit.
遇到一些难处的时候，自然而然就靠自己去解决，去处理。
Whenever they encounter problems, they're just trying to solve them all by their own way.
但是当一个人在那常常读主的话的时候
，But if a person continues to study God's word,
每当遇到问题的时候，神的话就浮现在他里面。
When they face problems, the word of God would very often appear, comes to the surface.
神许多应许在他里面就浮现出来了。
And so many of God's promises would appear in their heart.
因为神话在那里常常告诉我们。
Because God's word often tells us.
我们可以将一切忧虑的卸给他，因为他顾念我们。
Cast your care upon him, for he cares for you.
我们在地上满了许多愁苦劳烦。
In this world, we're filled with all the laboring.
但是当他的话明亮在我们里面的时候。
But when his word is enlightened,
他说他是那天天背负我们重担的主。
Then we know that the Lord is the one who carries our load daily.
当我们想到这些话的时候，好像我们重担就卸下去了。
And then when we think of all these promises, it seems that our burden.
我们就知道主顾念我们。
Because we know God cares for us.
主纪念我们在许多难处苦楚当中。
He remembers that we're in the midst of all the difficulties and adversity.
当我们遇到面对许多好像经济上各种工作上不稳定的时候。
Facing all the unstable conditions economically or in our job.
我们就想到主耶稣对门徒所说的话。
And we recall what the Lord said to
us. 你们不要为明天忧虑。
Do not worry about tomorrow.
因为他是我们的父，他是我们的神。
Because he is our Father, he is our God.
你们只要先求他国他义，这些东西就要加给你们。
Seeking first the kingdom of God, then all these things will be added onto you.
当他想到这些话的时候，自然而然他里面就有信心。
So whenever a person thinks of this, it's very natural for this person to have faith.
他就不会太多的重担压力他身上。
Then there won't be so much burden or load.
他就能够照主的话，在那先求他的国他义。
So therefore, he is able to follow the Lord's word, seek ye first his kingdom and his righteousness. Because if the situation truly warrants help, he knows that God will take responsibility. And more and more, he wants to spend time before God.
当人都在试探的里面的时候,
when a person is in temptation,
当主的话在他里面又明亮过来了。
When God, the Lord's word is enlightened.
因为他在应许说，当你们在试探的时候，他为我们开一条出路，叫我们忍受得住。
As the Lord promises that, that He will always make a way of escape, so that we will be able to bear under all.
所以弟兄姊妹，看这些信心都是因为神的话所带来的。
So brothers and sisters, all the faith is brought forth by.
若说我们没有神的话，自然而然面临到许多问题的时候，这些话就不能成为我们随时的帮助。
So if you do not have this word of God, when you face all kinds of situations, God cannot help you. Depend on yourself, you won't trust in Him.
所以弟兄姊妹，神的话对我们来说是一个极其重要的。
So brothers and sisters, God's word is so precious to us.
因为信心是从神的话而来的。
Because faith comes from God's word.
当我们里面充满神的话的时候，自然而然我们信心就一步一步，一点一点就被建立起来了。
If we are filled with God's word within us, and then very steadily that our faith will be built up.
当我们面临许多问题的时候，我们就能够因着信心而活。
Then when we face all kinds of situations, problems, we will be able to live by faith.
在各种不同环境里面，神会用不同话来帮助我们。
In different kinds of situations, God is able to help us with His word.
来带领我们。
To lead us.
所以弟兄姊妹，信心是从神的话而来的。
So brothers and sisters, faith comes from the word of God.
不仅我们要读神话，我们更是需要明白神的话。
Not only should we study God's word, but also we need to understand.
因为只有真正明白神的话，能够产生真实的信心。
Because only when you truly understand God's word, then the true faith will come forth.
我们知道撒都该人他们不相信有复活的事情。
We know that Sadducees do not believe resurrection from the
dead. 这些撒都该人他们在 读旧约律法书,
although they did study all the Mosaic laws,
但是为什么他们不相信有复活事情呢?
Why did they not believe in this resurrection from the dead?
主要是说，因为你们不明白，你们错了。
The Lord says, "You are mistaken."
因为你们不晓得神的大能。
Not understanding the word of God nor His power.
他们不明白神是。 是活的神，不是死人的神。
They do not understand that God is God of the living, not God of the dead.
他们读到圣经上说，神是亚伯拉罕的神、以撒的神、雅各的神。
Although they read in the Bible, it says that God is God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
为什么神是亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神呢？
Why is God is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob?
因为这些人在神面前都是一个复活的人。
It is because all these people are raised from the dead, living before God.
所以神被称为他们的神。
That's why God is called their God.
但是撒都该人读不明白。
But Sadducees did not understand this.
所以他们没有真实的信心，将来有一个复活的事情。
So they did not have this true faith, believing in resurrection from the dead.
所以弟兄姊妹，若是我们里面明白神的话，自然而然神的话在里面就发了光。
So brothers and sisters, if we understand God's word very naturally, the word will shine within us.
我们就看见有将来复活的事情。
Then we will see this resurrection in the age to come.
这个信心叫我们知道如何在地上过生活。
And this faith will enable us to know how to conduct our lives.
所以当我们去读希伯来书，讲到信心的时候，
So when we come to read the Hebrews, when it speaks of faith,
这些信心的见证人，为什么神把他们历史记载在圣经里面？
Why does God have recorded all the history of all these witnesses of faith?
他们信心。 都不是今天人所讲的，只是顾到肉身上、精神上、物质上的需要而已。
Their faith is not centered on what people think that all the things about today's need, today's necessities, enjoyment.
不错，这样信心也是我们所需要的。
Of course, our faith in present day is also needed.
但是希伯来书告诉我们说什么是信心。
But then Hebrews also tells us what is the definition of faith.
他们信心乃是根据将来神所要应许赐给他们的。
Faith is based upon that God has promised them to come in the future.
所以我看见希伯来书第十一章在这里给我们一个看见一个信心的定义是什么。
So here we do read chapter 11 verse 1, the definition of faith.
这是希伯来书 十一章所讲的信息，
and this kind of faith is what's being talked about in whole chapter.
我讲这样的信心也是我们今天真正的需要。
And I believe the same faith is what we need today.
他说，信就是所望之事的实底，未见之事的确据。
He said, faith is the substance of things hoped for and evidence or conviction of things not seen.
他说，信心就是我们所盼望那件事情的一个实底。
So faith is the very substance of the things you hope for.
就实体就是实在很具体的一件事情。
Substance is something solid, very tangible.
虽然是所盼望的， 还没有实现。
Even though that's something you hope for, it hasn't been brought to pass yet.
盼望就是说还在等候的一个时候。
Hoping means you're still in a stage of waiting.
虽然是将来的。
And that is something in the future.
但是你的信心的缘故呢？
But because of the faith,
那些所盼望的事情在里面是很实在的。
The very thing you hope for in the future has been substantiated.
是一个实体化在我里面。
It's something real. It's been substantiated.
我们知道今天人都是说看见才相信。
We know today we all say that the thing is believing.
摸得着才实际。
Anything you can put your hands on is real.
若是摸不着看不见，我们就没办法相信。
You cannot touch, we don't believe.
因为看不见东西对我们来说是很不太真实的。
Because the unseen, invisible things are so unreal to us.
但是神的话在这里告诉我们说，当我们有这个信心的时候，
But according to God's word here, that when
我们所盼望的，
what we hope for,
他底下告诉我们是还未看见的事情，
or even things you're not, you haven't seen.
虽然还在盼望当中，等候当中，
even though you're still hoping for, waiting for those things.
虽然是还没有看见，
even though you haven't seen them.
但是因着相信缘故。
But because of believing,
那件事情我等候盼望在我里面就很真实的。
The very thing I have been hoping for, been waiting for, has become
real. 借信心把那将来的事情连在我的里面。
And through this faith, I have received the things that would happen in the future into me.
虽然还没有看见，
even though I haven't seen,
但在我里面已经成为一个证据，一个证据。
But within my heart, this thing has become a conviction.
因着这样信心叫里面就有了把握。
And because of this faith that I have assurance within.
因为已经借信心我得到一个证据。
Because through this faith I have already receiving evidence.
知道神所应许的，我等候盼望的，有一天要应验要实现。
Knowing that one day God will bring it to pass, the thing that I hope for, that God has already promised.
所以信心是什么呢？
So what is faith?
信心也可以说是一个属灵的看见。
Faith, we could say, is a spiritual seeing.
然后提到说，人看见了才相信。
I just mentioned that people always are like seeing.
但主耶稣说，你信了你就看见。
But the Lord says,You believe, then you see.
所以当我们相信神的话，相信神在那里应许的话。
So when we believe all the promises of God's word.
因着我们这样信心，我们就看见了。
And because of our faith like this, we actually see them.
虽然是将来的。
Even though those are the things of the future.
但是呢，我现在因着信心的眼睛就看见那件事情。
But now, because of faith and my eyes have already seen.
因着看见。在我里面就觉得很真实。
And because I have seen them, so that thing I hope for is so real.
因着看见我里面就有了把握。
And because I have seen it, so I have this assurance within.
所以弟兄姊妹，这就是希伯来书所告诉我们的信心。
So brothers and sisters, this is the faith that Hebrews is talking about.
所以这些信心都不是因着眼前今生的需要。
So this faith is not for your need in present time.
神虽然是借着我们地上生活各种需要，我们依靠他来相信他。
Although God wants us to trust in Him, to depend on Him because of all the necessities of the present life.
不过是借肉身上这些经历，让我们更多看见神要赐给我们应许是什么。
And through all these physical experiences, God wants us to know what is that He wants to give us.
进到要更深一点的信息。
He wants to lead us into deeper faith.
不是一个表面，只是顾到今天肉身上需要的那种信心。
It's not a superficial faith which cares about only the present day, your physical needs today.
弟兄姊妹，这样信心才有那永存的价值。
So brothers and sisters, only faith like this has this eternal value.
若是不是这样的信心，我想今天所谓信靠主，地上一些问题的解决，我想那价值啊不是很大。
Now, if you do not believe in the Lord in such a way, then I feel that your faith for the present time, believing in the Lord, has not much value to it.
因为我们看见今天地上许多不信主的人，他们不需要这个信心，他们也过得很好，他们所要得着，他们努力就可以得着了。
Because we see all many people in this world, they do not need to believe in God.
他们也不需要祷告去信靠主。
They do not have to pray to trust in Him. They still.
他们照样可以。得到他们所要的。
They still can receive what they want.
他们靠自己努力 靠自己的聪明才干，他们可以解决他们肉身上许多问题。
And they live a good life by their own talents, abilities, intellect. They be able to get money.
用什么？若是我们的信心也是维持在这个层次的话，我想也是非常可怜的。
But brothers and sisters, I do feel that if our faith is being kept at this dimension, I feel it's most pitiable.
所以保罗在哥林多前书十五章也告诉我们。
That's why Paul in First Corinthians 15.
若是我们靠基督在今生有指望的话，那就比世人更可怜。
If in Christ we only have hope in this present time, then we are most pitiable of them all.
因为在那里讲到复活事情。
Because Paul is talking about resurrection.
讲到复活事情，就是讲到将来永远的事情。
It speaks of the eternal things in the age to come.
若是没有复活事情，没有将来永远的事情的话
，If without resurrection, if without the eternal things,
我们在那靠基督。我们再来靠基督
and by trusting in Christ,
只是要解决我们肉身上许多问题
we simply want to solve all our physical problems
结果到最后大家都死了
and everybody dies
与不信的人一样
how are you different from all those non-believers
没有将来永远的事情
there's nothing about the things in the age to come
我们只靠基督今生有指望那就比世人更可怜
so in Christ only you have hope in this worldThen you're most pitiable than all the people.
所以我们看见这些信心的见证人，他们的经历，他们的见证。
So here we see all the testimony with experiences of all these witnesses in faith.
他们信心都不是指的肉身一些物质的东西。
Their faith is not directed to toward the things in this physical life.
他们的信心乃是因着将来永远的事。
Their faith is related to the things to come.
是吧？后面就告诉我们说，这些人都是存着信心死的。
So later on, we read that all these people died in their faith.
他们没有得到他们所应许的。
Not having received the promises.
表示说，他们在这个信心的生活里面，他们在肉身里面，在今生里面，他们没有得到他们所盼望得到的。
It tells us that they have not received in their physical life the things they hoped for.
虽然他们没有得着
Even though they have not received them,
但是他们没有灰心
but they were not despaired.
他们没有失望觉得好像神应许落了空
they were not discouraged thinking that God's promises have become void
他们是存着信心死的
they died in faith
因为还没有得着所应许的
because they had not received the promises
虽然还没有得着但是他们从远处已经看见。
Even though they had not received the promises, but they have seen them from afar.
因为他们相信神的应许，神的话。
Because they didn't believe in God's word, God's promise.
他们已经看见了未看见之事。
So they have seen the invisible things.
他们已经看见他们所盼望的事物。
They have seen the things they hoped for.
所以他们就欢欢喜喜的领受。
So they embraced the welcome.All the promises.
他们就欢欢喜喜因着这个信心在地上过属灵的生活
And also because of this faith they embraced them and very joyfully they left their earthly life
所以弟兄姊妹这是希伯来书里面所告诉我们的信心
So brothers and sisters this is the faith Hebrews tells us
他们信心乃是顾念那所看不见的不是顾念所见的
Because their faith looks at the things that are not seen, not seen.
因为所见是暂时的，所不见是永远的。
What they see is temporary, but what they do not see is eternal.
因着信心的缘故，他们所盼望等候的，在他们里面是一个真实的。
Because of this faith, what they hope for, what they wait for, is so real.
是很真实的。
It's true and real.
因为他们知道他们所信的是一个信实的神。
Because they believe.They know that the one whom they believe is the living, faithful God.
他所应许的话必要应验，必要成就。
His promises will be brought to pass.
有一天他们都要得着。
And one day they will all receive it.
所以他们是存着这个信心在地上过一个义人的生活。
Therefore, it is by this kind of faith they led a righteous life on earth.
所以第二节告诉我们说，古人在这信上已经得了美好的证据。
So verse 2 of chapter 11, that by this faith they have obtained a good testimony.
从第一个信心的见证亚伯开始。
From the very first witness, Abel, the witness of faith.
以诺 挪亚、亚伯拉罕，还有许多，到最后讲到基甸、撒母耳这些参孙。
And many others later on to Samson, Gideon, Samuel.
虽然这些信心的见证人，在他们地上也曾经失败过。
Even though all these witnesses of faith did fail sometime on earth.
但是他们信心乃是等候将来神所应许的成全。
But their faith continued to enable them to believe that God had promised.
还有许多无名的见证人。
Even some other witnesses, anonymous ones.
他们信心不是在地上。
Again, their faith was not in this world.
他们信心乃是盼望将来永远的。
Their faith is hoping for that to come in the future eternal.
所以他们在地上可以忍耐等候。
Therefore, on earth they were able to endure.
因为他们知道。还有一点点的时候，那要来就来了。
Because they knew that in just a little while, the one who is coming will come, will not delay.
他们知道要勇往直前。
They knew that they simply had to forge ahead and move on.
知道他们知道他们所相信的有一天都要应验。
Because they knew what they believed, one day will all be fulfilled.
因为神应许给他们的。
Because God has promised them.
因为他们对这位。应许的神有更清楚认识。
Because they had a better, clear understanding of the one who promised them.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是一个真，这是一个宝贵的信心。
So brothers and sisters, such faith is precious.
特别在这个这样的一个不容易的世界时代里面。
Especially in today's very difficult, challenging.
我们需要这个信心。
We need this kind of faith.
也只有这样信心能够胜过世界。
Only through this faith we can overcome the world.
因着这个信心，知道在我们里面比世界上更大。
And also because of this faith, we do know that the one who is in us is greater than the one in the world.
因为主耶稣已经胜过世界的王。
Because the Lord Jesus has overcome the ruler of this world.
他今天住在我们里面。
Today, the Lord lives within us.
他比世界上更大。
He's greater than anyone in the world.
因着他住在我们里面。
And because he abides in us.
因着这个得救信心也在我们里面。
And because of this saving faith within us.
像我们这些被神称义的人。
So all of us who have been justified by God.
也要因着这个信心得生活。
By faith, we are being justified, and also by faith,
靠着这个信心在地上过我们在寄居客旅的生活。
So by faith, we will live our life in this world as a sojourner and as an alien.
弟兄姊妹，这是信心的见证人让我们所看见的。
So brothers and sisters, this is what the witnesses of faith have shown us.
希伯来的信徒们，他们需要这个信心。
All the faithfuls in Hebrews need this kind of faith.
唯有这样信心，叫他们能够忍受当时所受许多苦难。
Only through this kind of faith, they will be able to endure all the adversity then.
只有这样信心，叫他们能够行完神的旨意。
Only through this kind of faith, they could actually carry out the promise of God.
而得到神所应许的，将来所应许给他们的。
And then receive that which God had already promised them to have.
求神是恩待我们，把这样信心赐给我们。
Now may God be gracious to us all that He would grant us this kind of faith.
让我们信心也是等候。盼望将来的事。
So our faith is hoping, waiting for the things to come.
并且等忍耐等候那位要来的主。
And also endure, persevere for the Lord who is to come.
用什么这样信心，就让我们能够经过许多试炼，还能够站立得住。
Brothers and sisters, only through this kind of faith that could we stand tall, even though we are going through all kinds of adversity. And the trial.
因为这样信心经过各种试炼以后，就比那经过火毁坏的金子显得更宝贵。
Because this faith will be more precious than the gold which has been tried by fire but still perishes.
到主耶稣基督显现的时候，就要得到尊贵荣耀。
And when the Lord appears, we shall receive praise, honor, and glory from Him.
以上到这里，请弟兄带我们做些什么。
This concludes my sharing, brother. Would you please say a prayer to close the sharing?